Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I am so glad you've joined me for another weekday meditation. This is an opportunity for each of us to be able to discover peace, power, and direction. Now, we say that not as a tagline to weekday meditation, but genuinely, when we come before the Lord, I believe He cannot wait to give us peace. I really believe with all my heart that He wants and does bring us power, and that He gives us direction. But to hear that and know that, we need to set aside a time that has quietude and solitude built into it. And so just to get our time of meditation underway, I want to take us to 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, where the text says, "May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord." Now, this is one of those statements that is so unbelievably beautiful. May God give you more and more. I love that. And by the way, the text literally would read like this. If you went back to an original version, it would say, God longs to give you consistently more over what you have, more above what you hope. God wants to bless you richly with grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of Him. Now, this is really an interesting perspective that often we forget. We like the front end. God wants to give me more and more. He wants for me to have peace. He wants me to have grace. But we forget that there's a as you grow, and it's specific. As you grow, not in your knowledge of any other book but the Scriptures, not as you grow in your income level or your inclination to be more powerful, or that your intellect is growing, but that your knowledge of the Lord is your desire of your heart. Now, this is something that I think should challenge and motivate us in our time of motivation and meditation. And that is this, that Lord, I want to know you more. I want to hear from you more. I want you to teach me more. I want to hear your voice more. And so as we prepare for this time of meditation, I invite you to join me in this prayer. God, today, would you give me a desiring heart for you? God, would you shut out the desire I have for my selfish ambitions and let my heart desire to chase after you? God, I am just one soul today that is grateful that you still love me. Even though I've given you so many opportunities to stop, you still love me. And Lord, I want to hear from you today. So Lord, today I'm grateful for, and you finish that sentence. And Lord, today I want to hear your voice. And would you give me grace for this day? Would you give me peace and power and direction for this day? I'll mind the time, friend. And I'll be back in just a few moments while you find quietude and solitude as He speaks into your life. My friend, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Friend, listen, that requires us to set aside a time to be in quietude and solitude, knowing that He will give us and grant us all we could ever hope for or need. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.